Our story today, a bit of a history lesson. It's called Surrendering to Sin. It's from Jim Fletcher and Roger Howerton. In late September of 1864, Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest was leading his troops north from Decatur, Alabama, toward Nashville. But to make it to Nashville, Forrest would have to defeat the Union Army at Athens, Alabama. When the Union commander, Colonel Wallace Campbell, refused to surrender, Forrest asked for a personal meeting and took Campbell on an inspection of his troops. But each time they left a detachment, the Confederate soldiers simply packed up and moved to another position, artillery and all. Forrest and Campbell would then arrive at the new encampment and continue to tally up the impressive number of Confederate soldiers and weaponry. By the time they returned to the forts, Campbell was convinced he couldn't win, and he surrendered unconditionally. Satan likes to deceive the Christian into thinking that he must be a slave to sin. Once he's done that, the Christian surrenders unconditionally. We're reminded, though, from St. Paul in Galatians 5:1, "For freedom Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.